not allow that document to be used.
I wrote to the public prosecutor seeking permission to refer to these undisclosed statements for the purposes of today's parliamentary motion. However, my request was rejected by the public prosecutor. Nonetheless, Parliament is sovereign, which means it is supreme above all other government institutions, including the executive and judicial bodies. And for parliamentary purposes, police statements under oath must be official documents, and the reply to one question goes to the heart of my position in rejecting Resolution 3 of the motion. Members would remember that these police statements arose out of Parliament's referral of Mr. Faisal and myself to the public prosecutor. As Parliament is sovereign, I would like to pass up a copy to Speaker for his consideration before permission is given to me to read out one question and its corresponding answer.
I haven't read it recently, but as a point of clarification, and I'm sure Speaker can get advice, but it would appear that it is set out in a legislative provision that such information can only be released within the framework set out in that legislation. And maybe I'm not sure that I've ever come across a situation where Parliament can ignore the legal position set out in law. But it's a matter of clarification.
Mr. Singh, I refer to your earlier request. I've given it careful consideration. I would just like to inform you of my decision, in reaching my decision. Although members enjoy certain parliamentary privileges, we should not impinge on the mutual respect and forbearance maintained between this House and the judiciary. This convention has been repeatedly upheld by this House, by me and my predecessors. If I was to allow for this request, it would impinge on the mutual respect and forbearance between our two institutions. We will respect the undertaking you are deemed to have given to the court, and therefore I will not allow that document to be used.